Catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, most of the worst of your delays stretch from I-80 all the way down to 90th South, and then in spots from there to Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, going through Sandy in part due to an earlier accident just after 90th South over to the right shoulder. The West Belt now seeing big delays, and that's going southbound from I-80 to almost 3500 South. Dave Meekum.
We still have some delays northbound on I-15 in Utah County between about 1600 North now in Linden until you get up almost to Pleasant Grove. It's about 100 North in Linden where that delay will start to clear up for you. The cause of this was an earlier car fire. They've got that cleaned up and moved out of the way, but still causing a little bit of slowing. If you're southbound on I-15, expect delays there coming up on SR-92 down past 2100 North, and you've got slow traffic from American Fork Main Street up past Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
You got northbound I-15 delays rolling South Salt Lake to the North Interchange, and that's just really sluggish. But here come the big delays in Davis County between Farmington Highway 89 all the way up to some earlier trouble with some tire tread in Sunset. Highway 89 overflowing up into Fruit Heights. 215 getting heavy on up from I-80 on the north end. Don't miss BYU to Spectacular. October 15th featuring Gladys Knight with Peter Hollins and Lexi May Walker performing alongside BYU's best performing groups. Get tickets now at BYUtickets.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.